Several Sonoma County labor and community organizations have banded together to demand a community bailout and protections for the most vulnerable. The new advocacy group is called SoCo United in Crisis, and joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Mara Ventura, one of the founding members of the group. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Can you tell us about the factors that led to the formation of SoCo United in Crisis?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you said, community organizations, labor unions, groups that are already on the ground working with communities most impacted by COVID-19 pandemic and the shelter-in-place impacts came together to say, we actually need to not just fight for our own individual members, but everything that our members need are the things that other community organizations are fighting for as well. We're with Jobs with Justice. We're predominantly a workers' rights organization. One of the first things that we started to meet with our local legislators about was paid sick leave during this time. But we realized our workers don't just need paid sick leave. They also need to make sure that they can live without fear of being evicted. They also need to make sure that they know their sheriff isn't turning them over to ICE. They need to have information on the alerts coming from the county in their own language. So we said we need to do this in partnership, and that was really where United in Crisis was born.
And on the website at SoCoUnitedInCrisis.org, you lay out basic needs and a shelter and the right to be safe and protected. Can you outline some of these different needs that you're advocating for?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, sort of given the focus of many of our organizations, we thought about essentially what our undocumented workers and our undocumented families were going to be facing. And so some of the things in here are asking to make sure that the county is helping to provide funds for undocumented families, particularly for the workers who are either still out there working in the fields right now. Many of them are farm workers, and less than 30% of farm workers across Sonoma County work without health insurance. And yet, as essential workers, they're out there more impacted and more susceptible to contracting COVID than most other workers. And so we're calling on the county to provide funds for undocumented workers who will not qualify for the $1,200 checks coming from Congress, who will not be eligible for unemployment insurance, and who are essentially still working right now without any kind of health care, and will have to choose between going to get debt care that they need and possibly going into medical debt if they get sick, or continuing to go to work out in the fields. We're also asking for the right to language justice, where we want to make sure that our county is providing all of their information in all of the language that are spoken in this county. We want to have sanitation stations. We're concerned about what's happening with our homeless population right now. We're concerned that they don't have their basic sanitation needs met. And that's not just a homeless situation. That's an everyone situation. Mm-hmm. That is a public health situation. And the biggest one right now is, you know, we applaud the county on their moratorium on evictions, but it doesn't stop people from being able to go into debt over their rent. So what we want them to go a little bit further is a moratorium on rent increases. And we do want to see rental and mortgage assistance, or at least rent forgiveness, so that even if people don't have to make their rent today, this month, that they don't come out of COVID owing their landlords thousands of dollars and not being able to keep their homes.
Right. That is one thing that seems like it hadn't been thought out all of the way with Governor Newsom enacting a temporary ban on evictions that ends in June. But what happens in June when all of those payments are due? So there's definitely something that needs to be addressed there. Are you presenting any of your ideas to the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors?
We are. We have our first meeting today with Chair Supervisor Susan Gorin and Supervisor Linda Hopkins. So we're excited to get to work. Once we launched on Wednesday, we reached out to them and we were able to immediately set up a meeting. So we look forward to not just meeting with the rest of the supervisors, but also getting to work with some of the cities in Sonoma County as well, like Santa Rosa and Petaluma.
And one of the aspects on the website at SoCoUnitedInCrisis.org addresses ICE. Can you tell us a little bit about what you advocate for there?
Yeah, absolutely. the first thing, I would say there's two things. I mean, one, we've got state laws that are supposed to be protecting us, and yet just 2 weeks before everybody had to go into shelter in place, we saw ICE breaking our state laws and coming into our Sonoma County courthouse to take people. And so we held a huge press conference, multiple community organizations, our immigrant task force out of NBOP, our De Colores out of Jobs with Justice, our Great and Day Labor Center, and their Almas group of domestic workers were leading that, our Comité Vida. So a lot of great organizations that support immigrants and are run by immigrants came together to call on our district attorney, to call on our sheriff, to call on state laws to ensure that we don't have people that are going to take care of charges or are going to be witnesses for charges in fear of going into our courthouse. So that's one of the things we have on here. But the other thing is that our SB 54 laws are supposed to also ensure that the sheriff is not reporting to ICE and is not providing release information to ICE. And yet we know that continues to happen. And so we want to ask that the sheriff stop all communication with ICE, particularly now. I mean, that's something that we will always call on, but particularly now during a heightened time of fear and anxiety, we want to ensure that all communication with ICE ceases. And we want to make sure that according to our state laws of SB 54, the Truth Act, we want to see the sheriff and our board of supervisors put on their annual mandatory town hall that provides information about the ongoings of the sheriff reporting into ICE and about what's happening right now with the COVID information about COVID protection as well.
Well, we appreciate your time. We've run out of time for today, but people can learn more at SoCoUnitedInCrisis.org. Mara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
That is Mara Ventura, one of the founding members of this new advocacy group.